Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moili'ili Hongaji. Moili'ili Hongaji is a Chodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moili'ilihongaji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Hirai family, in memory of Mr. Yoshimichi Hirai and Mr. Masa Tuata. Our speaker this morning is Dr. Warren Tamamoto, President of the Hompa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Good morning, Dr. Tamamoto.
Good morning, everyone. Aloha and Happy New Year. My name is Warren Tamamoto and I am president of the Hompa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Thank you to Moili'ili Honganji for inviting me to be a participant in the White Way broadcast. This is my second year and I'm happy to be here with you this morning. It is unusual for me to have any conversation these days without at some point touching on the topic of the COVID-19 pandemic. As a physician, I would like to use some of my time to share a few thoughts with you about the COVID-19 pandemic. Since the start of the coronavirus pandemic in early 2020, about 2 years ago, over 60 million people in the USA have been infected and over 835,000 people have died of COVID-19 illness. In Hawaii, we have had over 147,000 cases and 1,105 deaths. We are currently in the middle of another spike in cases due to the Omicron variant. Although Omicron appears to generally cause milder disease, hospitalizations have again increased and people are still dying from this infection. At least one Oahu hospital has declared a state of emergency because the rate of hospital admissions is outpacing the number of available beds. There is concern that over the next week or two, other Hawaii hospitals may be in the same situation. The Omicron spike has occurred despite the fact that very effective vaccines are available and approximately 74% of the eligible U.S. population has been vaccinated. A year ago, we would have been overjoyed with this achievement and we would have expected to have the pandemic under control. However, the virus has changed. It has mutated. The Omicron variant is much more contagious than the Delta variant and over the 2 months since first being reported has become the dominant coronavirus. Omicron appears to be infecting even those who have been fully vaccinated, although fully vaccinated people are much less likely to develop severe complications of coronavirus infection. This reminds us of the Buddhist truth of impermanence. The Buddha said, "Everything changes. Nothing remains without change." A new variant of the coronavirus, which is more contagious but less deadly, has appeared. We humans need to adapt in order to function well as a society. To be clear, the vaccines are proven to be very safe and very effective. They do not provide complete immunity, but they are very good at reducing your chance of ending up in the hospital or dying from COVID-19 respiratory failure. I strongly encourage vaccination and the booster doses if you have not already done so. Also, please continue to keep yourself, your family, and community safe by following the safety measures that you're now very familiar with. They don't work perfectly, but they do work. By protecting yourself, you protect others. One of the questions I've been asked since taking on the position of president of the Honganji Mission of Hawaii is, did the Jodo Shinshu Buddhist teaching help you as a doctor? The answer would be yes, but a qualified yes. My career as a physician was due to a fortunate combination of factors, the environment that I grew up in, my interest in science, and the guidance of many teachers and mentors along the way. I'm grateful for my parents, family, teachers, neighbors, and friends. Sunday school teachers at Papa'alohonganji helped me. My science teachers encouraged, participation in supplemental science programs at the UH Hilo and the University of Hawaii at Manoa during high school summers. I was fortunate to be accepted to the John E. Burns School of Medicine at the University of Hawaii. Throughout medical school, postgraduate training, and during my career at Tripler Army Medical Center and Kaiser Moanalua, I was influenced by many people that I considered to be my mentors. My teachers were my fellow physicians, along with nurses, pharmacists, respiratory therapists, and others. They influenced me by their dedication to their profession and by their personal qualities. They were helpful, humble, and compassionate. It may be that my early Buddhist training helped me choose the best people to emulate. The core Buddhist concept of interdependence helps us to be aware of and appreciate all of the conditions that shape us. We also learn from our experiences. One example early in my career was a patient who needed a kidney transplant. He was referred to me because of a lesion or spot in his lung. In order to qualify for an organ transplant, a patient must be in good health. A chest X-ray was done as part of his pre-transplant workup, and a lesion was detected. I did a history and physical examination and reviewed the laboratory data, including his chest films. I suspected lung cancer, and on examination, I found a hard lymph node in his neck. I quickly arranged for a needle biopsy of the neck lymph node, and the result was cancer. At his follow-up visit, I shared what I found with the patient and his wife. They were angry. In their mind, they were referred to me, expecting that I would allow him to proceed with a kidney transplant. However, the diagnosis of lung cancer excluded him from receiving a kidney transplant. Furthermore, many years ago, treatment of advanced lung cancer was limited to radiation therapy to shrink the tumor without much possibility of cure. I was surprised at their anger. I think that I was patient and professional. However, in my mind, my thoughts were about myself. My defenses were raised because of their anger. From my point of view, I had done everything correctly. I did the best that anyone could have done for him medically. However, that was my point of view, me. My ego was in the way of being fully empathetic for the patient who had received devastating news. I learned a little bit about my ego from this encounter. Buddhism has helped me to be grateful for all that I received and to have more patience and empathy for others. Developing these qualities happened over many years, years of experience and having time to reflect and appreciate all of the benefits that I have received. Another way that Jodo Shinshu Buddhism has helped me as a person and as a physician is to allow me to accept my shortcomings. I am not a perfect physician, and not every patient has been happy with me. On the outside, people think I'm a patient person. Inside, however, I have an ego, I'm impatient, and I get angry. Shinran's teaching is that all of us are in part bonbu, a term which means foolish person. Shinran referred to himself as bonbu. No matter how hard we try, we cannot completely free ourselves from our egocentric or selfish nature. Recognizing that we all have this bonbu nature, we can look at ourselves with kindness, accept our limitations, and in turn, treat others with more care and compassion. Finally, I would like to mention that the Hompa Honganji Mission of Hawaii theme and slogan for 2022 is Building Healthy Sanghas, Connecting with Others. It is particularly appropriate to our life in the midst of COVID-19. Buddhism teaches us that everything and everyone is interconnected. We are connected with and dependent on conditions around us. For example, the air that we breathe and water that we drink. We are interdependent even with people that we do not know or have direct contact with. For 2 years, ministers and members of the Hompa Honganji Mission of Hawaii have done their best to keep their temples operational while following city and state directives. We have done this partly in response to directives from the bishop's office, but we've also done it because we care for our families, our temples, and our community. We have worked to keep our Sangha community healthy, although our typical temple activities, services, fundraising drives, and social activities have been severely restricted. I would like to say thank you to the Hompa Honganji Mission Hawaii Sangha for all that you are doing to support your temples under very difficult conditions and continuing to share our Jodo Shinshu Buddhist values with the community that we serve. Aloha and best wishes for a happy and peaceful 2022. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Dr. Tomomoto, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonkanji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, January 16, 2022, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom Remembrance Service will be Reverend Toshiki Umitani, Resident Minister of Moiliilihonkanji Mission. Dr. Kenneth Tanaka is offering an online course on Shin Buddhism, which starts in February 2022. Call the office at 949-1659 for more information. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Hirai family, and our speaker, Dr. Warren Tamamoto, President of Hompa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Mr. Raymond Takiue, President of the Moiliili Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Namo Amida Butsu.